The lack of water, a major concern for livestock producers. Thanks for being with us again, everyone. Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture.
We invested quite a bit of money in these hog buildings, banking on the city water, and without the water, we're not sure what we're going to do, but certainly the hogs are going to suffer, and there's going to be loss of performance and loss of life.
That's Macon County farmer Bart Jones, and he and many other livestock producers across the state are very concerned over the lack of water for their animals during this drought. And if they're like Jones, he depends mostly on city water for his some 2,000 head of hogs. And because of the water shortage, this week the Lafayette Water System has put into effect restrictions for the ag industry.
In my opinion, that we're agriculture is being singled out as the one industry in the county that must prohibit the use of water, whereas other industries like factories, sawmills, car washes continue to use water, and it's unfortunate that agriculture is the one that's singled out to take the loss.
Now, the local water board is expected to hold a special meeting this afternoon to address the issue, but public water systems in Jackson and Clay counties have also reportedly put livestock watering restrictions in place this week as well. Tennessee Commissioner of Agriculture Ken Gibbons says he's hopeful some kind of compromise can be worked out.
The livestock industry is the largest industry. The cattle industry is the largest farm industry in this state, and I sure hope that all the county and city governments and everybody does whatever they can do. First thing we got to take care of is our people, make sure we have adequate and safe water there, but certainly just right behind that is taking care of the water needs for our livestock.
And especially with these triple-digit temperatures, livestock and all animals need adequate water to survive. Some serious issues for Tennessee's ag industry. Have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.